Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Did you see the weather report today, Whit?
Mm.
It's gonna be rainy the next 4 days.
Well, we could actually use the moisture, Connie.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, hello, Katrina. You look like you were hard at work over there.
Grading papers. I need a jolt. Can I get a coffee?
Coming right up. I'll bring it over to you.
Thanks.
I need a jolt, too.
Weather really got you down?
It's affecting everything. This morning I heard a bird chirping. It was singing the funeral march.
The bird was a Chopin fan?
I'm not kidding.
Well, maybe I can think of something to cheer you up.
Hello, everyone!
Well, maybe I'll just have you hang around Camilla. Hello, Camilla.
What a great day! Did you hear the bird singing outside?
I did.
I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and crocheted these.
You crochet?
Grandma Lucia taught me.
Oh, bracelets!
Oh, they say Jesus.
No, they don't say Jesus. They say Jesus! Do you see the exclamation point?
I do now.
You can both have one.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll take the green one.
Sure.
Well, mine doesn't seem to fit.
Wow. Mr. Whittaker, you have big wrists.
Well,
Have you been working out?
To enlarge my wrist? No.
I'll make you a bigger one. I just need to stop at the store for some more yarn. I'd better get it in bulk.
It's good to see that you're adjusting to life as a new Christian, Camilla.
I just keep thinking about my adventure in the imagination station.
With Samuel?
Yeah, God really used him. And I want to be used too. You know, to help people see how much we need Jesus.
It looks like you're off to a good start.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm having a Bible study at my house tomorrow night. You're both invited.
Oh, what are you going to be studying?
Nothing. We're just going to meet and talk about the Bible and God and whatever's on our minds.
Are you sure you don't want someone leading it?
No, I just want people to come and talk about God and how great He is.
Okay.
I appreciate the invitation, Camilla, but I'm afraid that I'll be working tomorrow night.
That's fine. I'll see you later. I've got more bracelets to give out.
All right.
See ya.
Bye. Hey, you want a bracelet?
I never get tired of watching excited new Christians.
I guess I should stop being so gloomy.
Yes, you should. And you can take your newfound zest for life along with you when you take this coffee over to Katrina.
Will do.
Thank you, Connie.
Hey, how's it coming, Katrina?
I've graded so many of these tests, I can't tell T's from F's anymore.
Well, maybe this coffee will help.
Oh, thank you.
Katrina.
Eugene, I thought you went home already.
I'm currently heading there. Will I see you momentarily?
I have about 10 more tests to grade.
Hmm.
Would you mind picking up chicken on the way home?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, thank you.
Farewell then, and happy anniversary.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Happy anniversary, Eugene.
Huh. Well, I shall see you soon. Farewell, Miss Kendall.
Bye. Wait a minute. This is your anniversary?
Not our wedding anniversary. The anniversary of our first date.
Oh, that's so cool. And you're celebrating it with chicken?
We don't really celebrate it anymore. We used to before we got married.
Still, it's a milestone, Katrina. You didn't even kiss him.
Eugene's uncomfortable with public displays of affection.
Okay, but that's how you're going to commemorate the beginning of your love? With chicken?
I take it you have a better idea?
Well, yeah. I mean, you should go out to dinner at least. Put the chicken in the freezer and have some fun.
You're pretty hung up on the chicken, aren't you?
Katrina, I hate to tell you this, but you're in a rut.
A rut?
I just watched that romantic movie, The Smell of Love, last night.
Okay, that explains it. I was wondering why you seem so depressed today.
I know. Such a sad story.
Very sad.
Well, you want to know the reason why Tracy and Sam didn't end up together?
His nose amputation?
Because they took their love for granted. Mm. Let me guess your routine.
You both get home from work. Mm-hmm. One of you makes dinner while the other does some other household chore. You eat together. You talk about your day. He talks about the atomic weight of tungsten. Then he clears the table, you wash the dishes. Then you're in the laundry room while he's in the office catching up on some work. Then you both read a book in bed until exactly 10 o'clock when you go to sleep. Every night. Am I right?
We don't always go to sleep at 10.
Really? Then when?
Anywhere between 10 and 10:05.
Enjoy your chicken.
Macklin, back to pass. It's Jefferson on the out. Breaks a tackle and he gets past low.
Go.
50, 45, go. 40, 35,
go.
31.
Go.
Made
go.
Beat.
Go.
Touchdown.
Yes.
Woo. Dad, you scared
Jefferson
me.
On a 54
oh, I'm sorry, honey. Do you need something?
I'm looking for clear tape.
In the armoire.
Thanks.
What do you need the tape for?
I'm taping Bible verses to my cleats for the soccer game tomorrow.
Why?
I saw somebody do it on TV. It's a great way to teach my teammates about the Bible.
Good for you.
Oh, there's something I want to check out on TV. Can I change the channel real quick?
Out of the question, no. I'm kidding, of course.
Mark chapter 10, we have the story of James and John coming to Jesus to ask if they can sit on either side of him when he becomes the king. Jesus shook
his
head at
them. Whoa! Yo, Jesus!
Camilla, you scared me half to death.
Oh, sorry. Jesus, you're awesome!
Okay, Camilla, you don't have to...
I'm just happy to be a Christian, Dad.
Well, that's great, but I don't think you need to...
You get excited all the time about sports. Why can't I get excited about Jesus?
I didn't say you shouldn't. I just... Well, I'm not certain that screaming at the television is...
I'll put your game back on.
Hmm?
Enjoy the game. I'll be upstairs, reading my Bible.
I believe I'm equally fatigued. That was a wonderful meal tonight, Katrina.
You picked it out. I love lemon chicken.
Which is precisely why I chose it.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. I forgot to wash my brown pants. I was planning to wear them to church on Sunday.
Don't worry. I'm doing laundry tomorrow. I'll throw them in.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to turn off the light?
Sure. What time is it?
Ooh, let me see. 10:03.
Hmm.
10:03 gives you pause?
Yes, it does. Eugene, do you think we're in a rut?
What kind of a rut?
In our marriage, do you think we've fallen into a routine?
Perhaps, but there are plenty of good things to be said for routine. It helps develop good habits, a sense of order.
There's plenty to be said for getting out of a routine, too, though. The joy of spontaneity.
Absolutely. Why, are you bored with me?
Never. Oh. I just had a conversation with Connie about keeping the romance in a relationship.
Miss Kendall, of course. She searches for romance in a bag of trail mix.
She does have a point, though.
Hmm?
I understand that relationships aren't always packed with romance, but...
I know what you mean. It wasn't long ago that we used to stay up until 3 in the morning conversing.
We never make it past 10:05 these days.
I did enjoy those talks. All right, then. It's Friday night. Neither one of us has to get up early tomorrow morning. Let's procure some unwholesome food from the pantry and have a nice long talk, shall we?
Ooh, like a slumber party?
Labels are not important. I'll get the vegetable platter with high-calorie ranch dressing, whilst you make the ginseng tea with added refined sugar.
Meet you back here in 5 minutes.
Right. And as it turns out, he was just allergic to the grass on his own front lawn.
Your great uncle?
No, Jerry, the boy in my class in the fourth grade.
Your great uncle is a fourth grader?
My great uncle appeared briefly in a story I told 5 minutes ago. This is the story about Jerry Hammond's ironic allergy to grass.
Why was it ironic?
Because he went on to become the lawnmower king of Tuscaloosa.
I thought that was your great uncle.
My great uncle, though aptly named, is irrelevant to this particular story.
I'm sorry, I'm not following. Maybe you could start over?
The story is definitely not worth a second telling.
Okay.
My foster mom's aunt had a grass allergy.
Huh.
Her hair fell out.
Oh.
It didn't fall out because of grass. The allergy was unrelated.
Uh-huh.
My great uncle did love mowing the lawn. You know, grass was once used in the manufacture
of
paper.
You know, maybe we could move on from grass.
Excellent idea. It appears my tired mind is grasping at subjects about which to converse.
Mine too. What time is it?
10:36. Only 4 hours and 24 minutes to go.
Wow. Sleep?
Please.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we're up to V.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jesus because he's victorious.
Oh.
Excellent.
Your turn, Mom.
Well, I love Jesus because he's valuable.
Good one.
Thank you.
W. This is lame, isn't it?
Oh,
no.
Oh, no, it's fine, honey.
This whole thing is lame. I can't believe you're the only two to show up for my Bible study. I handed out a lot of flyers.
Friday nights are sometimes bad for people, and you did plan this at the last minute.
Everyone had plans?
I guess. Matthew and Olivia would be here if they weren't at camp. That would be at least 5 people.
Oh, well. Maybe I'll have another one next month.
That sounds like a good idea. Just give everybody plenty of notice.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed.
All right.
Good night.
She's taking her faith seriously, I'll give her that.
She really is. She reminds me of me when I was a young Christian. I took out an ad in the paper telling everyone how great God is. I think it was something like, God, you gotta love him.
Oh, you must have been a cute little boy.
Yeah, I was 20 at the time.
I knew you when you were 20. And you were cute then.
That's it?
Well, we were both quite tired.
Well, what did you talk about?
Oh, any number of subjects. Let's see. We conversed about work, the house, various chores we planned to finish the next day. The lawn.
The lawn.
Well, we touched on the lawn, yes.
Okay, it's obvious I need to step in.
No, you don't.
I'm gonna put the spark back into your marriage, Eugene.
I do not doubt your ability to take virtually any situation and set fire to it, Miss Kendall, but this is a personal matter.
Since when has that stopped me?
Excellent point. Nonetheless, I feel quite confident that I know my marriage better
you
than
even... You talked about the lawn, Eugene. I'm taking over. Here's what you're gonna do. Mm. Tonight, take her to the restaurant where you had your first date.
Well, first of all, that... Oh. Well, actually, that's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
It's been years since we've dined there.
And that's too long. Tonight, there will be romance. Here's what you'll do.
Come on, it's gotta be here. Come on.
Camilla, are you up?
Yeah. Come on in. Have you seen my cleats? I'm sure I put them here in the closet.
I just got a call from your coach. Your soccer game's been canceled because of the rain.
What?
It poured down all night.
No!
I'm sorry, honey. I know you were looking forward to it.
All week.
I'm sure they'll make it up sometime soon. Anyway, breakfast is on the table.
Thanks. Nuts. I mean... Praise God!
Welcome to Benzini's. May I take your order?
Indeed. She'll have the veal parmesan, and I'd like the mushroom ravioli, please.
Oh, didn't you get menus?
Oh, no.
We eschewed them. We're getting the same food that we ordered on our very first date together.
That's right.
I guess the menu changed since then. We don't have either of those anymore.
Oh?
You want nachos?
Oh.
That's your closest approximation to mushroom ravioli?
We're famous for our nachos. We've got 23 different kinds.
Do you serve anything outside of the nacho subgenre?
You seem like really classy people.
Huh?
I don't think you're gonna like anything besides the nachos.
We'll take some menus.
Be right back.
Enjoying your nachos?
They're not bad. Oh, what's this? Eugene?
What?
There is a necklace in my nachos.
You're joking. I specifically asked them to encircle the dessert with your necklace. I didn't say to cook it into the nachos.
There's cheese all over it.
Oh, I spent a lot of time finding that necklace.
Well, it's beautiful.
Oh.
And delicious.
Well, here, let me wipe it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're painted flowers. Enjoy the music.
Oh, this is nice.
Indeed. I asked them to play a number from our favorite musical.
Parisian Nights? Oh, I love that one.
You're pulled up out of the muck and the dirt.
This must be a new version.
There was a remake of the musical.
I hadn't heard. Well, it sounds like a nice song anyway. Katrina, I wanted to say a few things on our anniversary. Our first date anniversary, that is. I believe sometimes I take you for granted. I have to admit that when I look at you, I sometimes fail to remember just how much you've meant to me, because I am a more complete person because of you. I don't think I ever really knew true joy until you came into my life.
That's so sweet.
I need to stop taking you for granted, Katrina. I need to tell you more often that my heart still races every time I anticipate your arrival through the door. But whenever I'm having a hard day, I simply think of your face, your eyes, your hands, and it makes me smile.
Oh, I never feel like you take me for granted, Eugene.
Mm.
You listen like I'm the only person in the room. You serve me like I'm a princess. You always look at me like it's the first time you've ever laid eyes on me.
Well, of course I do. I love you.
I know. You're a wonderful husband and person. You give so much to the people around you. You're kind, compassionate, thoughtful, and caring.
I'm what?
Kind.
Again, please, sorry.
Never mind.
What?
Camilla? Camilla?
What? Amen. What?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Did I fall off my bed?
Your bed sheets haven't even been pulled back. You fell asleep with just your head on the bed.
I was kneeling.
Praying?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'll tuck you in. Oh, here you go.
Thanks, Mom.
Sleep well.
I fell asleep praying? Are my prayers really that boring? If I'm boring myself, how bored is God? What's wrong with me?
Eugene, we need a few things from the store. Would you mind if we stopped to pick them up on the way home?
Well, of course not. And in following up on our prior conversation, I should tell you that I would go anywhere so long as you're by my side. To the store, for example. And I'm sorry if I've taken you for granted.
But you haven't.
Hmm?
I know you love me, Eugene. You prove it every day. You make me coffee in the morning. You call me on your breaks at work. You get me lemon chicken because you know it's my favorite.
And you wash my laundry.
Exactly. The everyday stuff may not be romantic, but there's a lot more to marriage than romance.
Indeed. I confess that I don't always feel romantic, but my love for you is much more faithful than any feeling. My love for you is constant and always will be.
I know it, and I couldn't agree more.
In fact, in all honesty, I'm not feeling very romantic right now.
I think I know why.
Mm-hmm. The nachos.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I wanted to stop at the store.
Antacids?
Yep.
You suggested Eugene and Katrina celebrate their anniversary with a nacho dinner at a place called Panzini's?
Well, I didn't know that it changed. Made sense at the time.
Did they bring something back for you?
Yeah, a CD they bought for me. It's a group called Painted Flowers. It looks pretty good.
Wow, that was thoughtful.
Hi.
Hi there.
Camilla.
Oh, I wore my bracelet all day yesterday and got a few compliments, too.
Good. I hope it made somebody's day.
Hmm. Is something wrong?
I think I lost it.
Lost what?
The thing I had on Thursday. I was excited. I guess it was joy. I lost it, and I don't know how to get it back.
Okay.
I was thinking this morning, maybe I said the wrong words when I asked Jesus to come into my life. Maybe I'm not really saved. Can you help me with that? Do you have a Bible on you?
No, hold on. I'll back up a second. What happened since Thursday to make you begin questioning your salvation?
Everything. And nothing. Nobody showed up to my Bible study. My soccer game was canceled. I keep falling asleep when I pray at night. A whole bunch of things like that.
And you think that because those things happen, that you don't have faith, that you're not a Christian?
Well, yeah.
Camilla, if I stopped being a Christian every time things didn't go my way, I'd be in a world of hurt.
Now, let me ask you a question. Why did you decide to become a Christian?
Because I knew it was true. I knew Jesus really did die for me.
And is that no longer true? Because people didn't come to your Bible study? Or because your soccer game was canceled?
Well, no.
So, you still believe?
Yes, I do.
Well, Camilla, faith isn't a feeling. Our feelings change all the time. Sometimes for good reason. Other times because we're hurt or disappointed or any number of reasons. Faith is continuing to believe what we know is true, regardless of our changing moods. That's why it's so important. It's our rudder keeping us on the course in spite of the storms of life.
Yeah. We all have good days and bad days. It's our faith in God that helps us through all of them.
Does all that make sense?
I think so. Thanks. Oh, almost forgot. I made you this.
Ah, my bracelet.
Does it fit your wrist?
Perfectly.
I used a tree trunk in my front yard as a measuring device.
A tree trunk?
It was a small tree.
Don't worry, Whit. Jesus loves you no matter how big your wrists are.
Well, thanks. That's good to know.
Did you have a good day?
Indeed. I was able to get my watch fixed.
Great. I did some weeding.
Excellent. Well, good night then.
Good night. What time is it?
10:03.
Perfect.
Indeed.
All of us have good days and bad days. Sometimes it seems like God is far away, and it's tempting to feel like those emotions might last forever. But we should be careful not to rely on our emotions. Our emotions can change moment by moment, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the next time God feels far away from you, read Romans 8:38 and 39 for a list of all the things that can't separate us from His love. It's a promise that will encourage you no matter how you're feeling. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. More Than a Feeling was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold was our executive producer. Our cast included Will Ryan, Audrey Wasilewski, Katie Lee, Michaela Dean, Mark Evan Jackson, Amanda Troop, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.